comes next. We have to stop Sheldrake, you understand? We need to deactivate his machine.
Yes, of course, but...
Goodbye, Anya. Goodbye, Mark. See you on the other...
The light! Anya! He must be...
Right now, I think he's regenerating. Doctor, is that you?
Well, I didn't expect that to happen. Balance. Careful. A bit unsteady on the old pins.
The doctor is now a female?
Apparently so.
How fascinating. I suppose in contrast to full bodily renewal, the change of one chromosome is not of great significance.
I'm sorry, what was that? Mark? Mark, isn't it? Why, it's been ages. Good to see you, old chum. How's the wife?
I'm not married.
No? Oh, don't worry about that. Probably haven't met the right girl.
And it hasn't been ages, Doctor. It's been moments.
Anya! This is turning into quite the reunion. Goodness, have you got taller?
No, you've got shorter.
I suppose that's more likely, isn't it? Probably explains why these clothes aren't fitting anymore. Do you have any spare uniforms lying around?
There's a changing room, two doors down the corridor.
Excellent. Well... what are we waiting for? Come along! Ow! Mind that step.
No, Doctor, you tripped on something.
Probably these absurd trousers, if he will insist on having such long legs. No, not the trousers. What's this? A book?
Not just any book, a holy book.
The one the pastor had. That confirms it, Doctor. He shot you.
He did what? Yes! I was shot. I remember now. Oh, that's awfully rude. You'd think that'd stick in the memory.
But why? Maybe there's some clues in here. He said something about the answers being inside.
Looks perfectly ordinary to me.
It does.
It was probably a metaphor.
Let me see. Well, I've read better. Gets quite fire and brimstone in the middle. That was exciting. Bit careless leaving it lying about. Don't drop incriminating evidence at the crime scene. That's rule number one for murderers. That and pay for your parking. Something for later, maybe. Well, we can't loiter here all day.
Is this what regeneration is usually like?
How should I know?
Commander! What's going on? What were those shots?
Nothing to concern yourself with. We're dealing with it.
You do realize that is really concerning, don't you?
No. No. Gosh, no, definitely not that.
Doctor?
A minute.
It was hard enough adjusting to one new doctor. Accepting two in as many days is challenging.
You're telling me.
Ta-da!
You've changed.
Again? I must be getting careless. I didn't even notice that time.
I meant already. That was quick.
Oh, that last outfit was so huge. Just slipped out of it. And into this. What do you think?
It's different.
Distinctive.
Isn't it? It's from a different branch off the SSS, I reckon. Still a bit catsuity, but silver. Very futuristic. Although that depends on when you're standing, I suppose.
Doctor, need I remind you that we're only a few hours from the launch of the tunnels? This is no time to discuss fashion.
Nonsense, Mark. It's the perfect time. I've got to have something suitable for all eras. What happens if I end up in the 15th century dressed for a disco? You're only complaining because your outfit's so dreary.
My outfit is functional. It's all I need. That's unimportant right now.
As is your opinion. Where's a mirror? Goodness, I haven't even seen my new face yet. Is it good? No, don't tell me. I love a surprise.
Over there.
Oh, my. I'm gorgeous. Oh, that is definitely an upgrade. I mean, did you see the old me? So very, very thin. Like a hat stand with a face. But now, oh, bumps in all the right places.
Doctor! Doctor!
Are you telling a joke, Mark?
No, I'm reminding you. The tunnels.
Yes, them. Good point. Sheldrake! I remember the name Sheldrake.
We were looking into Sheldrake Industries, correct?
Something's wrong with time. Yes, getting it now. Sorry, it takes a while to catch up. Post-regenerative shock, you see, can affect the old noggin.
The old what?
Something is wrong with time, and Sheldrake is responsible.
Because he's misusing Gallifreyan tech.
Well, we need to shut him down.
We were attempting to do that. The false closure, requesting a warrant.
Really? That's what we were doing? Well, it's a terrible idea.
And she's gone. I thought it was exhausting chasing after the last one.
I feel as if I'm getting tired. And I don't feel anything. Why is requesting closure a terrible idea, Doctor?
Because you know what Sheldrake's like. The moment he knows something official's happening, he'll send someone back in time to stop it.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
I mean, let's not forget that pastor who shot me. How did he get in so easily? How did he get out?
A teleport, you said.
Or something like it.
Time travel.
It's a possibility. We met him outside Sheldrake's offices, remember? Must be one of his goons.
I'd still prefer to attempt things through the official channels.
Well, you're a bundle of laughs. Who invited you?
What's the alternative?
We break into his offices, obviously. Steal the equipment.
Yes. I think I may have to erase my memories of this part of our conversation.
He stole that device first, Mark. From my people. I'm just getting it back.
I'm not convinced that would stand up in court.
If we don't stop this machine activating, there won't be any courts for it to stand up in.
Look, it doesn't have to be one or the other. Why not both?
Belt and braces. I suppose I only really need Anya.
Then I'll come with you. Mark, try to get them shut down officially. In the meantime, the doctor and I...
can do things I'd rather not hear about. Very well.
Excellent.
I suppose I can't stop you.
You could. That's the point. I know how strong you are. But thanks.
Just... don't do anything foolish.
I mean, he has met me before, hasn't he?
Yeah, but hope springs eternal.
Look, Mr. Seven, or whatever your name is.
Mark is perfectly acceptable, Commander Malkin.
Well, I'll tell you what isn't perfectly acceptable, Mark. All this. My crew dead. Gunfire. No explanations. We need to speak to the top floor now.
I quite agree. I'm heading there as we speak. Do you wish to accompany me?
I suppose. Yes.
I mean, I hope you've got a plan, Doctor, because it's not like we could get into his offices before.
Getting inside's the easy bit.
It is.
But then it's evading internal security, which is harder. Can you do anything about that?
Well, I am a security agent. I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Depends how advanced his system is. I suppose I... Oh! Doctor? Doctor, where are you? Doctor? Doctor?
dead.
Long story, you can wait. Anya, it's not over. Time can be rewritten.
Doctor, how can you be here?
Because we can fix the past. We can change what's happened. You can help, not Mark. Whatever you do, not Mark. Just you. Listen, I need you to listen, and I need...
Anya? Are you all right?
It happened again. A time shift.
I didn't feel anything.
No, you weren't there this time. Well, you were, but...
But what?
But not you, you. The old you. The last one. The one before...
I don't remember that.
Exactly. Like on Myra. When you spoke to me, you didn't remember that either. It was more like when I heard your voice.
What was I seeing?
He said... Well, you said... Time can be rewritten. We can change what's happened.
Oh, no, we can't. That's like the number one thing.
But if it meant you didn't die...
But I did. You were there.
I know.
You don't want rid of me already, do you? I've only been here 30 minutes.
I just want to help, Doctor. I want to make up for past mistakes.
Oh, no one's worried about those. I thought we were getting on.
We are.
Then why are you so keen to change what's happened?
I'm not. I just want to do whatever we need to do to stop this.
Good. So let's get on with it.
You know, I've never been to the command floor before.
I barely go anywhere else.
It's an awful lot cleaner than my office is, isn't it?
Rank has its privileges, Commander.
Not many people around.
They hot desk and it's late. This way. Sir, I... Oh.
He's dead.
Yes, unobserved.
What did they do to him?
I would use the word pulverized. That could, I suppose, be another reason why we saw so few people outside. Commander, what did you do?
There was a deadlock control. I've shut the building off. Only the chief officer can deactivate it.
The one who is dead?
Yes. Whoever did this, they're not getting away.
No, and not just them. Let me consider. Only office staff below, no active agents in sight. Commander, did you think to summon assistance before sealing the building?
No.
I thought not. So there's every chance you've just locked us in without backup, and whatever assassins could do that. Do you consider that to have been your wisest course of action? I'm guessing no.
Here we are.
That pastor's gone.
Are you complaining? After our last encounter, I'm not keen to see him again.
I still don't know how he's connected.
Well, the answers are in there.
Like in his book?
Rather more literally this time, I suspect.
So what's the plan?
Using those time shifts we've been experiencing.
How?
The nearer we get to activation, the more regularly they'll appear. Particularly when a Gallifreyan gets close to Gallifreyan technology.
How does that help?
Individually, not even slightly. But two of us shifting simultaneously, close to the wall, should destabilize the time lock enough that we can just... walk through.
I'll take your word on that. Why didn't we do it earlier?
Because I was otherwise occupied. I needed to think.
So what? We wait out here until it happens again? Isn't that risky? What if we run out of... you know...
Knowing what I now know, I should be able to trigger a shift. Sheldrake's using TARDIS tech to generate this, just like the tunnels. But TARDISes are psychic, in every component. So it should just take a little nudge and...
Ah, there you are!
Doctor?
Look, I don't have much time.
Are you from the future? The past?
Yeah, it's complicated. Can't really say any more than that, otherwise it might not happen.
What might not?
Yes, sorry to repeat myself, I can't say. There's an awful lot going on over here. With any luck, it'll all make sense eventually.
Right.
Look, I know this is annoying, and I know you don't trust me.
Trust you?
Oh, of course I trust you. I'm worried you don't trust me.
Oh, Anya, look, I've not been fair. I have blamed you for something that wasn't your fault.
You're forgiving me?
Well, I'm trying to, but it's hard, you know? I don't like losing people. No one does. And when you've lived as long as I have, it happens all the time. It doesn't stop hurting. But anger doesn't help. It never does.
I've done my best to make amends. When you met Mark, I saved your life.
What? On Exelon? That masked woman, that was you?
Yes.
Ah, oh, that's going back a bit. But, well, it's a conversation for another time. At the moment, we have to save history. So, no pressure.
Save it. How?
By coming back inside. If you don't, I am dead. Dead for good. We all are.
Back inside what?
Just trust me, please. If you doubt me, if you ever doubt me, just trust me. I am on your side. I am doing the right thing.
Anya, what are you doing? You were standing still in the middle of the shift. If I hadn't dragged you through, you might have been trapped there forever.
Where are we?
Inside the Sheldrake building. One of the corridors. Don't worry. I've checked the cameras. We're in a blind spot.
It was you again. In the shift. The old you.
Oh, Anya, let it go. He's gone. He's the past.
Yeah, I'm not sure he is. He wasn't explicit, but I think he was from the future.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, neither of you remembered it happening.
But I know how regeneration works. When it's done, it's done. No second chances.
You forgave me.
Well, of course I did. I'm not a monster. I'm a very forgiving sort. It wasn't a big deal, really.
You thought it was at the time.
Which goes to show how much of a forgiving sort I am. Anya, please, we don't have time for this. Can you deal with Sheldrake's security?
Scanning for systems. Looks a bit more relaxed.
Makes sense, if he assumed no one could get this far.
I can throw a baffle on the cameras. That should cover the corridors, but the central time travel apparatus... we won't get through that door easily. It's a whole other level of encryption.
Leave that to me. I'm very smart. Let's go.
It's tearing up the place. Oh, there'll be so much paperwork and nowhere to do it.
Priorities, Commander.
What is that thing?
A Gorlon. A silicon-based life form, very aggressive. Did you not study Hazard's Almanac of Extraterrestrials? I'd have thought it was essential.
I must have missed that day.
I see. But isn't it pertinent? How have you reached your current rank? How do you seem to commensurate to your abilities? Family connections, perhaps?
Can we just focus on getting away from that thing?
Of course. Regardless, you do well to converse with the Doctor. He, correction, she, is a useful fount of information when it comes to the alien species.
She?
A discussion for another time. No, Commander! This way!
The step? The lifts would be quicker.
Potentially to a fatal degree. I suspect that Gorlon could easily smash through the doors. When our lift had departed, he could equally sever the cable, meaning our journey to the ground would take place at terminal velocity.
Definitely the stairs, then.
Not that, either. Stay that side of the door, please.
What? Here? What?
You can't escape me!
And you, my friends, cannot escape gravity!
Just how strong are you?
Extremely.
So we're safe now?
I suspect not. I sincerely doubt that was the only assassin. I imagine others are attacking the staff on lower floors. We need to get them out.
But how? If we're sealed in?
It may be possible to smash the windows. If there are fire hoses present, we could potentially abseil down.
Abseil?
I'm open to other suggestions. We can workshop it as we go. In the meantime, I need to see what's occurring downstairs. Feel free to follow at your own pace, Commander.
I think I'll stay and fix up the hose pipes.
I see what you mean about this lock.
Maybe try your sonic screwdriver?
And do what? There aren't any screws.
Maybe Mark identified the code when he accessed the cameras, or found a way to override it?
Maybe, but if he's determined to be such a square...
He can't help his programming.
If he knows the urgency, and if he isn't having any success...
All right, all right. Give him a try.
Yes. As I thought. If you wouldn't mind coming this way, we're attempting an evacuation. Please, Harry. If you'll hold that thought for just 1 second. Hello, Mark Sempt's communicator.
Mark, it's Anya.
Are you right?
Perfectly fine, Anya. Headquarters are under call on attack. It seems the doctor's prediction the shell tank's response is entirely correct.
I mean, I did warn him. I presume you weren't able to stop the launch.
What gave that away?
All right. We need to get into the basement. The door's locked. We thought you might have some way of overriding it.
Take your moments, Anya.
I mean, I know you wanted to do things officially.
I did, yes. But given our shell drake appears to have sicked his goons upon me, I'm now trying to... What the hell? I'll see what I can do. I have to ring off now. I only have 2 hands. If you gentlemen will pardon me, I have to use that computer.
Do you think it'll work?
Does that answer your question?
Thank you!
Hold on!
Follow him!
Wow. It's even more impressive close up. It's some kind of temporal vortex. Wait. Doctor, stop. I need to activate the baffles.
We don't have time for caution. It's 10 to midnight.
But the security in here...
Don't worry about it. We're only here for one thing, the Velociter. When we've got that, it's all over.
But how do we escape? If we set off the alarms, it... Oh, too late.
What? Intruders? In the central mechanism? Yes, yes, yes. Again? Oh, that's the last straw. Enough playing nice. Glorn, take a squad back 30 minutes. Kill everyone in the SSS offices, starting with High Command.
Understood.
And Malthor, head for the basement. Eliminate that agent. Oh. It's impossible. Relay that order, Malthor. I'm coming with you.
Doctor... Doctor, please, what's our play?
Simple. One temporal velocitor, all mine.
Brilliant. So, how do we get out?
Ooh, that's easy. We don't. The answers were inside.
The pastor's book?
You didn't know how to open it properly, and I deliberately didn't.
What do you...
If I put the velocitor inside...
But... How do you do that? It's bigger.
Oh, dearest Anya, I am about to blow your mind.
Stop right there, both of you.
Sorry, boys, you're too late. Anya!
Yes?
I've never forgiven you, and I never will.
What?
Bye!
What? Did she just climb inside that?
Yes. I'm not quite sure how that happened.
How did she come back? I killed her.
Sorry, what?
What? What's happening?
Oh, the pastor's holy book. It's a TARDIS.
Ah, brilliant. All working properly again. Good-o. Oh, you're awake, are you? Wondered how long that dose would last.
Let me out of here.
Not quite yet, Doctor, sorry. I want to find an appropriate place to discard you first.
Discard me? What? Who are you? What did you do to me? Are you working with that pastor?
The pastor? I'm not working with him, no. I am him, or rather I was.
Hey, what?
Hello there.
Ingenious, isn't it? It's called a psychic cloak. It projects whatever illusory disguise I want. But this is the real me.
You're the one that...
Stunned you, yes. But it gets better. Here's another thing it can do.
Hello, Doctor.
Oh, no.
It must be like looking in a mirror. You see, when I stunned you, I dumped you in my TARDIS. It was disguised as the Holy Book.
The answers were inside. Oh, yeah, very Shawshank.
I posted it to the station to get past their security.
Go on.
I had to be quick, but the chronal differential gave me just enough time to stash your body in that cage and get out again looking like this, like you, before Mark and Anya returned.
Please tell me you didn't do what I think you did.
Oh, I think I did do it. Want to see?
It was fun. I think I'm fine, thanks.
Evidently. Here we go.
Oh, 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 it's a bit hurty.
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, you do. Oh, some cunning evil mastermind just killed me. What a brilliant but somehow good-looking rotter.
And I definitely never have said that. What are you doing?
Woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Tragedy, tragedy.
And voila, new doctor. You know something. Your friends are idiots.
Who are you? How did you get a TARDIS?
Same way as you. I stole it.
How did you know about me? About regeneration?
Oh, Doctor. Haven't you worked it out yet? The past a disguise? The Holy Book?
No, that's not possible.
Ooh, I think it is. In fact, I should probably get back into my usual outfit. They thought I'd changed into this one awfully quickly. Even that didn't clue them in. Better, isn't it? I do suit the look of a convent. Don't you agree?
No, how can you be here?
What are you on about? Same way as always. When it comes to meddling with time, there's none better than me. I'm back. And this time, I'm definitely no monk.
Hello, everybody. If we don't know each other, I'm Mark Seven. I'm afraid to say the Gorlans are proving slightly resistant to my firepower, so I'll have to continue evading them. Has Commander Malkin briefed you as to our plan of action?
I didn't want to worry them.
Of course not. Well, simply put, we intend to vacate these premises using the exterior of the building. Don't worry, it's perfectly safe.
Is it?
Safer than staying in here, certainly. Are the fire hoses long enough?
Hopefully.
That will have to do. Yes, I was expecting that window to shatter.
We're deadlocked. It's impregnable.
I understand, but I hope there'll be some easy option for our egress.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen.
The doctor abandoned me. Betrayed me.
Is that what she's calling herself these days?
What do you mean?
I thought she was dead. I chucked her into that vortex.
I don't understand.
And you never will. Guards!
Wait. Wait. You can't kill me. I'm SSS.
I imagine everyone at SSS Command is now dead.
No.
So I suspect your objections to your demise will be, limited.
Look, you can kill me.
Good. I intend to.
But that's not important. It's nearly midnight. You can't operate this machine. It'll destroy time.
Nice try. Kill her.
No!
You know, I had so much fun pretending to be you. Just wandering about being wacky all the time. Ooh, look at me, aren't I eccentric?
You don't understand. You can't be here.
Why not?
Because you're another Gallifreyan, another Time Lord.
Yes, we've long established that.
Gallifrey is dead. It doesn't exist anymore.
Has somebody thought to tell them that?
So how can you be here?
What are you banging on about?
Because of the...
Wait. Oh, wait.
What?
It's not you that's out of place, is it? It's me. This is pre-Time War.
Pre-what?
If time's so out of joint that I can be snatched from beyond the Time War... Oh, this is going to be a bigger chronoclasm than I thought.
You've lost me. Whatever you're trying to pull off, it won't work.
Rewind, fill me in. You dragged me here. Why? How?
Eh?
You plucked me out of my own time and brought me to this one. Why? Why Myra? Well, of course, to impersonate me.
No, that was improvising.
What? You mean you didn't kidnap me from my own time?
Of course not. Why would I do that? Everything I get up to, you always get in the way. It's so annoying. It's one of the reasons I thought of the substitution. Bit of revenge.
So, who did kidnap me?
I've no idea. Look, I've been trying to get into Sheldrake's for ages. I met him when he was a young inventor specializing in time travel. Took a shine to him, thought I'd help out.
I'm guessing that didn't work out well.
He stole my temporal velocitor.
Right.
I mean, what is it with people nicking bits of my TARDIS all the time? Can't they make their own?
Oh, you're never letting that go, are you?
No.
What happened then, when he'd stolen it?
He threw me into the vortex. I think he believed he was killing me. He didn't understand how long Time Lords can live.
Oh, don't I know that.
As my ship was non-operational, I had to survive through 2 centuries to get back here. Some of it quite nasty. Eventually, I did and tried to get into his offices.
By disguising yourself as a pastor, it's a bit desperate.
Well, go with what you know. I couldn't pass his temporal defenses. I couldn't see a way through until I started experiencing time glitches.
Oh, you got those too?
Yes, but one on its own couldn't get me into the building.
So, when you saw me and Anya, and it happened to both of us...
You gave me everything I needed. Your name, theirs...
So you decided to trick Mark and Anya.
Which was delightfully simple. And it worked. Got me into the offices, got me my missing component.
Oh, wait, you took it out? You removed the velocitor from Sheldrake's machine?
Well, I couldn't fly this ship without it. I wasn't going to all that effort to leave it plugged in.
Of course, that's it. That's the disaster. That's why it's so enormous.
What are you banging on about?
Oh, well done, Meddler. You've just destroyed time.
Wait, please, stop. You have to switch it off. It'll be a disaster.
Switching it off would be a disaster. You know how much I've invested in this launch? Billions.
And that's a fraction of how many people will die. Listen. Should it really sound like that?
No, that is... worrying.
Well,
where's the... Did she take the velocitor?
I'm afraid so.
Well, then quickly, we've got to...
What are we waiting for?
It's midnight. I'm afraid to say we've run out of time.
Not sure, but seeing as the clock's just reached midnight, I'm guessing nothing good.
Enough words, soldier. Time to die.
Well, that's an interesting philosophical point. Can an artificial man truly die?
Mark, please.
Did you hear? Well, let's break in the glass at least. Deceiving me, or is that?
Yes, it is. The Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh, I know that one.
Hey, what's happening? What's going on?
Isn't it obvious? The results of your meddling.
Oh, do you never learn?
Well, not really. No. If I'm honest, I think I keep erasing bits of my own past. That's the trouble with what I do. My life's always in a flux, never sure of the order. I couldn't even tell you which regeneration I am anymore.
I can. You're last if you don't let me out of here.
Is this a trick?
You're the one who plays tricks. Check your readouts if you don't believe me.
They don't make any sense.
No, because, at a guess, time just exploded.
It's done what?
How do you intend to escape in a time machine when time itself no longer exists?
But that's an impossibility. There's always time.
See? She won't let you go.
But
time has to exist. It has to. How would we even be alive if it didn't?
I have literally no idea. I suspect we won't be alive, but I think we're going to find out for sure soon.
Exactly. Soon. There's still clearly a linear progression.
Yes, but for how long? How long before we've nothing left? Before it all runs out?
I can't get my head around these concepts.
Because time is part of who we are. We're Time Lords. Oh, you don't know how good it is to say those words. Please, let me out. We're the only ones who can fix this.
It's a trick. It's got to be.
No, I wouldn't lie to you. Look. Look, you can't tell anyone this, but in the time when I come from, the future, our future, the Time Lords are dead. They're all dead.
But how?
Doesn't matter how, they are. And I haven't seen one of my own people for a long time, for a very long time. And when I did, let's just say it didn't end well.
See? Threats.
No! I can't let them die again, any of them, even you. And if this keeps going, you will die, I promise you that. Let me out of here and we live. We can both live.
How can I be sure?
Because I've just worked out who kidnapped me.
Who was that?
Me!
What just happened?
I'm not sure. But that vortex of yours looks a heck of a lot bigger.
Meltor, get back. Keep away from it. What?
I think that was your Gorlan aging to death.
No.
And we'll all end up that way if we don't get out of here. Run!
Just keep safe, okay? Get home. Come on, you can jump the last bit.
I was intending to. No need to catch me, Commander.
Is that everyone?
I'm the last, yes.
Oh, thank heavens.
Did you arrest the Gorlans?
The giant aggressive stone monsters, funnily enough, no.
Pity.
They ran off, seemed as scared as everyone else.
Well, we know where they work. I'm sure justice will find them eventually. Alley-oop!
You didn't have to finish off like a gymnastics disclaimer.
Just in time. The building appears to be crumbling. I'm not sure how much longer it will remain standing.
I'm not sure how much longer I will. Have you seen what's happening out here?
Of course! I have superior vision.
Dinosaurs, volcanoes, spaceships. What's going on?
Given what the doctor said earlier, I think it's everything. Everything that's ever happened is going on at the same time!
You?
Well, who else is it going to be? If it's not you, who has the skill?
In this time period, no one.
Exactly. I should have figured it out ages ago. Myra at least should have given me a clue.
Myra? Why?
Because it's completely pointless. No villainous mastermind's going to send me to Myra. Why would they bother? No, I was sent to Myra for one reason and one reason alone.
Which is?
Because I'm the one that kidnapped me, and I knew that's where I arrived.
A closed time loop?
Yep.
I don't like those.
Well, I appreciate they defy causality, but when time itself is dying, causality doesn't feel like a big deal anymore, does it?
Well, it would prove there's a problem out there, but I've only got your word this kidnap happened.
I know, and I am asking you to trust me. Well, what are you going to do? Oh, bit of a squeeze getting out, isn't it?
Ooh, you get used to it.
I'm not sure I could do it with mine. And then you always seem to have a flashier model.
Well, if you're going to meddle, meddle in style.
I do like the book thing, though. That's very neat, very portable.
It's so convenient, you wouldn't believe.
Right, well, time to get on.
What's the plan?
We stabilize that vortex any way we can, then we shut it all down.
But why does it have to be us?
Because no one on Earth can get in here without aging to death, which makes it really awkward for them to operate the controls.
Oh, what was that?
Looks like a big lump of plaster.
I know what it is.
Side effect of the breakdown. This building must be aging decades every second.
It's going to collapse.
Yes, pretty soon from the look of it. We should probably get a move on.
What?
Don't look back. Keep running.
My God. I don't understand what's happening. Some of them breaking up. Some of them becoming... Some of them blazing with light.
To guess they're evolving or devolving. Maybe both.
How?
Oh, you're the time travel expert. You tell me. Keep running. Be thankful you're faster than a Gorlan.
Excuse me! Pardon me! Thank you!
What were you firing at?
I believe it was a saber-toothed tiger. What? Don't worry. Don't worry. It didn't get especially close.
This is insane. Prehistoric animals, Roman legions, cavemen, trees coming out of the ground.
You're forgetting the dog-fighting spaceships.
Oh, I'm really not, believe me. Where are we even going?
The Sheldrake building. And reason to suspect it may be the epicenter of this entire incident.
That's it. I can't keep up.
I make no judgment, Commander, but do beware of the crashing spacecraft!
The what?
That lever there!
This one?
Yes, swing it to the maximum.
Done.
Now flick all the switches to your left. Except the green one.
Tell me, is this what your life's usually like?
No, not at all. Sometimes it's quite dangerous. Right, first things first, I need to snatch myself out of the future. Bring me back here.
Well, get a move on then. We don't have all day.
I could bring anyone back. It needn't just be me.
I mean, sure, but that would be a start.
Anyone at all. From anywhere. Keep them safe from the war. From everything. From the void.
Doctor, please. The clock is ticking. Well, it isn't. I've destroyed time, but you know what I mean.
No, you don't understand. I could get it all back. Everything I've ever lost.
Yes, and the second you did, it'd be instantly destroyed by the disaster happening right in front of us. So if you wouldn't mind, can we get on with it?
Yes, of course, you're right. Yes! Ah, never thought I'd say that to you. Sorry, Rose.
Sorry who?
Doesn't matter! Ah. Right! Just focus in on Bury St. Edmunds.
You think you can do it?
No, not really, but I did, so clearly I can. Bit delicate, though. Let's see. Right. And then... Focus there, focus. And... Yes, there we are!
You've done it!
I'm off on the road to the Visians.
Oh, well done!
Yes, it was, actually. That was surprisingly easy. Which just goes to show the mess we're in.
So, what's next?
The hard part. Saving history.
Gone. They're all gone.
It doesn't look much better out here.
What's going on?
Why do you keep asking me these things? I don't know.
Anya!
Oh, Mark! Oh, I'm so glad you're safe.
And are you? Although, that feeling of relief is artificial. Would I be correct in assuming I'm too late?
A bit, yes.
Is the doctor inside?
No. The doctor abandoned us. Betrayed us, I don't know how, but she's the one who did all this in the first place.
I beg your pardon.
All right, seems to have stabilized.
So we can stop.
No! Honestly, did you pay any attention at all at the Academy?
Sometimes, a bit. A lot of it was very dull.
Well, yes, sure, but a lot of it was kind of useful.
Do you have to be so angry? You're acting as if all this is my fault.
It is all your fault.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah, fair point.
But at least you can be part of the solution. It's stabilised, which is good. But if we want things back to normal, we have to make that stability permanent and deactivate the machine.
Right. And then what happens?
What? Like I said, things go back to normal.
I mean, what happens to me?
Oh, don't do this.
You'll report me to the Time Lords, won't you? Or strand me on some weird alien planet somewhere. Maybe even this one.
Look, I can't finish this on my own. It's not physically possible. It needs two people.
You've always hated me. Have your punishments ever really matched the crime? I don't think so.
That is an argument for another time. Believe me, one I'm more than willing to have. But for now, I need your help.
No, it's a trap. It's another trap.
It isn't. I wouldn't do that.
You always do. And you always lie. Well, I'm wise to you now. You might have fooled me once. Technically, I think it's more like 38 times. But in the words of the Rolling Stones, I won't get fooled again.
Well, I think that's actually...
It doesn't matter! You're bluffing. I'm sure of it. You can operate this machine on your own.
No, I can't!
Well, going to find out, aren't you? If the vortex is stabilized, I can escape.
No, 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 it doesn't work like that!
See you later, Doctor. Rather, let's hope not.
No!
Yes, that looks better.
Please, if you can hear me in there, don't do this.
Not listening.
It won't work, you know that. If you paid attention back in school, you will be swept off into the vortex, out of control, possibly forever. Look, I know we've had our differences. Quite a few differences, but you're a Time Lord. You're another Time Lord, and you don't know how precious that is to me. Please don't do this. Please. I don't want to see another one go. Not again.
Then close your eyes.
No!
No. Don't. You can still get out of this. Come on!
All right. That's not supposed to... Oh, come on! I've got every single component this time! This is so unfair!
No, no, not again! No! Not again! Right, well, there must be some way of doing this on my own. Oh! Help me out, can't you? I'm the only one we've got! No one else can come in here without aging to death. Unless they've travelled in time. And with time not operating. Yes, I can send a message to the past!
It's going to collapse! Let go of me!
You are not going anywhere. The Doctor betrayed us. Are you sure?
Just flew off in her TARDIS.
I don't know the Doctor as well as you, but that doesn't seem entirely in character.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Let us say forget about her. She's a snake. Can't trust her.
Like we can't trust you. You should know.
I know you don't trust me.
I'm sorry?
I know you don't trust me. That's what he said. The Doctor, the old one, in my vision.
You didn't mention that.
If you doubt me... If you ever doubt me, just trust me. I'm on your side. I'm doing the right thing.
You can't go back in there!
If I don't, we're all dead. Apparently.
Then I'm coming with you.
No. This is just me. Stay there. Whatever. I'm coming.
Your friend's mad.
Yes. She's a human.
Come on, Anya. Come on, get the message, work it out. Come on.
Anya, long story, either way. Anya, it's not over. Time can be rewritten. At the moment, we have to save history. So, no pressure. Because we can fix the past. We can change what's happened. You can help, not Mark. Just trust me, please.
If you doubt me, please. If you doubt me, if you ever doubt me, just trust me.
Doctor.
Anya, oh, it's good to see you. I wasn't sure that'd work.
You?
Oh, yes.
It is you. The old you. The new old you. What happened to...
Yeah, Anya, remember that thing I said about it being a long story?
Yeah?
Still applies. Get over here and help me out.
What do you need me to do?
That lever there.
This one?
Get that one. Turn it to a 90-degree angle and hold it.
Done. Holding. Now what?
No, that's it. Just keep holding it down.
That's all?
Yeah.
That's all you wanted me to do?
Well, I mean, I could ask you to calculate temporal probabilities. I'm not going to lie. I think that's more of my line than yours.
I risked my life coming back in here to hold a lever.
But a lever over there had to be done simultaneously. I'm not made of arms. I'm not Mr. Tickle.
Who?
Oh, great. No cultural references. This will be a laugh a minute.
Doctor.
I never said it was going to be difficult.
Doctor, I don't know how long we can stay here. I think the building's about to come down.
Well, I'm sure it is, which is why I decided to time this perfectly. Yeah! How's that?
It's gone.
Yeah. It's over. It's all over. We're safe.
No!
Right. That's the exit blocked. We're in trouble.
It's all going. It's all vanishing.
Oh, yes. Time appears to be calming. But the after effects remain.
My building is coming down. We've got to get clear.
We wait. Anya may need assistance to vacate the facility swiftly.
Don't go now. We'll be buried alive.
I am not technically alive, Mr. Shelton. So I suspect that prospect is more concerning for you than I.
Mark! Oh, come on! What are you still doing here?
Doctor! It's you!
Yeah, conversation for later. In the meantime, I suppose I can manage you two as well. But
what happened to the other doctor?
So much paperwork. Oh, not you lot again. Ah.
Doctor! What just occurred?
I was able to use the last vestiges of vortex energy to time snatch me and Anya out of the basement.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means I was very clever. You'll have to get used to that, I'm afraid.
I see.
You were lucky Anya got me to check where you were so I could grab you and Sheldrake on the way out.
I thought you might do something illogical.
My staying was perfectly logical. You might have required assistance.
Keep telling yourself that.
Well, while you're chatting with Mr. Spock there... No? Seriously? No one? Nothing? Oh, never mind. Esther?
Oh, Lord. What do you want?
Present for you. Mark, if you'd do the honours?
With pleasure.
George Sheldrake.
I think an arrest is in order.
For what?
For the attack on this building.
For murder.
Not to mention crimes against history.
On what basis? You've nothing on me. No proof of anything. I mean, you're more than welcome to seize my files if you can dig them out from where my officers used to be.
He's correct, isn't he? We don't have any evidence.
Oh, you saw it. Did you not record it? The camera never lies.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Anya. Cameras always lie. They're very untrustworthy devices. Regardless, I didn't witness anything definitively incriminating.
See? You have to let me go.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should do that.
What?
Time breaks down the split second you launch your oh-so-well-publicized time travel initiative, and then your actual building collapses.
Dogfights and dinosaurs in the street.
Yeah, the clues are pretty obvious, aren't they? I think you're going to have a tough time convincing anyone you're not responsible for all that. I think you're about to get sued by every single person in this city.
No.
I mean, the lawyer's fees alone, they'll be astronomical.
I'll go bankrupt.
I imagine so, yes. People like you, it's all about the money. Other people's lives come second. Going to jail, that wouldn't bother you. You just bribe someone, get out early. But being poor, being broke, that's a different matter, isn't it?
You can't do this.
Well, I'm not doing anything. Enjoy your freedom, Mr. Sheldrake. You've earned it. Come along, you lot.
Wait. Where are you going? Come back here. I order you to arrest me! Voila!
Ah, all right. Yes, fairly old school. I can see why it was mothballed.
It's not a TARDIS, but...
No, it'll do. in the absence of anything better. Oof, you really sent people back in time with this.
Not me personally, but yeah.
Temporal witness relocation. Yeah, well, one way of doing it, I suppose. Yes, it looks like he shut it down pretty effectively, but nothing I can't handle.
You think you can operate it?
I reckon so. Getting back the other side of what's coming won't be easy. Be a rough ride, but, well, I've got to do it.
You sure you don't want to go and try your own people?
Oh, I want to go there more than you can imagine. Stand again under an orange sky, see the sunrise over the capital. Oh, I was so happy to see one of my own people again, even for a short while, but it's gone. For me, all gone. I can't go back, it would hurt too much. Just remind me of what I'd lost.
Not even for an hour?
No, not even that. I'd be too tempted to change it, and I can't risk changing it. What's going to happen has to happen. That's just the way things are. Well, good to see you again, both of you.
A pleasure, Doctor. Insofar as I know what pleasure is.
Oh, Mark. Maybe someday you'll get to be a real boy.
I do at least understand that one.
Anya?
Doctor.
I'm sorry. I've had everything. People do bad things. They can't help it. Life. We've all done stuff we're not proud of. Me more than most.
You don't have to.
No, I do. The important thing is not to blame people for things that aren't their fault. That isn't fair. You didn't kill Anne, Anya. Any more than I did. She was a pawn in someone else's game. We both were.
Yes.
It'll still hurt. It'll always hurt looking at you because she's there. She's in your face. But it'll fade in time. It'll fade. I did like Anne Kelso. And I suspect one day I'll like you too.
Thank you.
Well, don't like goodbyes, never have. So, if you'll excuse me, one quick time bubble.
Temporal anomaly detected.
No.
A Dalek!
A Dalek's greatest enemy has been located. You must be
Is everyone all right?
Yes. I think you shut it down in time.
Oh, I should have realized that this is before the Time War. It's not just my people that are still around. Oh, am I never going to be free of them?
How did it get inside the time bubble?
It was searching. Must have been.
So is the machine safe to operate?
No, it's worse than that. Dalek opened fire within the time bubble. The energy ran straight into its receptors, devastated the systems. This thing's never going to work again.
You mean?
I do. Without a working time machine, I'm stuck here.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Tenth Doctor Adventures, Dalek Universe, The Wrong Woman, written by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by David Tennant. Anya Kingdom, Jane Slavin, Mark Seven, Joe Sims, the newcomer, Gemma Whelan, George Sheldrake, Mark Gatiss, Esther Malkin, Juliet Aubrey, Gorlin, Chris Jarman. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, sound design and music, Howard Carter, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.